So we're going to start now Perek Beis. Just to do a quick sikum, basically what we've done until now. We asked a bunch of questions, and we explained the difference between that we're trying to understand what it really means a tzaddik, what it really means a beinoni. Throughout the Sefer, we'll explain that more. It's not based on his actions, it's more of a difference in his mahus. It's a mahus to make a difference. And so we're setting up, basically, to draw that picture for ourselves, the difference between the two of them. Now, he started off first by explaining that every yid has two neshamas. One is a neshama from the klipa, which is klipas noiga. We explained klipas at length last time. What exactly they are, and how even that nefesh of a yid, even that nefesh of klipas noga of a yid is even higher than a goy's neshama, batzim. And on top of that, we have an even higher neshama, which we're going to get into right now, which is going to be the nefesh hashenis. So that's what we're holding now to explain the second nefesh of a yid. So the nefesh hasheni started at the beginning of Perek Beis. The nefesh hasheni be Israel, he chelik el kai mimal mamish. The second nefesh of a yid is the chelik el kai mimal mamish. So part chelik of a kodesh baruch hu mamish. Complete unification with the Rabbanu Shalom. Complete unification with Elokus. This word mamish, a lot of them unfortunately explain that don't think that it's a guzma. Don't think that we're just saying that he's chedek al kaim imam mam. He's a chedek al kaim imam to tell me that just he's on a higher madrega than all the rest of the nivraim. This nivra called Israel is just on a higher madrega. Stam, we're just using this as a guzma when we're saying the words chedek al kaim imam. It's more than that. They explain that mamish means to know that we are mamish be'etzim tied together with Elokus. Or mamish tied together with Elokus. That's one way that we can really explain the word mamish. The rechelik elokai ma mamish. How unified we are with the Rabbanu Shalom. Another way they explain this word mamish is that some explain that's going on a chelik. That we're mamish a chelik. But the other way to explain it, which is the correct way to explain it, is that we're a chelik elokai, we are a chelik elokai, but the mamash is going on the mamal. It's going on the highest part. I mean, we're not just connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a low way. We're connecting to Kadosh Baruch Hu in a very, very, very high, lofty way. The mamal, the mamal, the mamal. Completely unified with Kadosh Baruch Hu in the highest of highest of ways. That's what it means, a chelik elokai, mamal, the mamash. Kamosh Kosev, like it says in the Pasuk, Vayipach pa'apov nishmas chayim. Now we're going to come to explain a little bit this chelik elokai, mamal, mamash, and mashalim on how unified we are with Hashem. Because it says, V'yipach pa'apav nishmas chayim, that by the creation of Adam Rishon, first he was made of Armin Adama, and then afterwards it says that Kosh Baruch Hu blew inside of him a nishmas chayim, a neficha, blew inside of him. And the Pasuk also says, now we say every morning by Lekai Nitzor, Lekai Nisham or other, V'ata nefachtabi, that you blew inside of me, V'ata nefachtabi. So we see this consistency about the neshama of the lashon of neficha. The neshama has a neficha. Kamosh katzav b'zoyar, and the Zohar writes, "Man de nafach mitoychei nafach." He blows from inside. Perish mitoch yuso umpinim yuso. You blow from the panimis of yourself. Take a deep breath. I'm blowing from deep down, blowing in from my kishkas, from the panimis of myself. She toychios upinimis achias. The inner, the depths of the chias of the person gets blown out. When he blows out the koyach, the essence, the depth of him, gets blown out by when he does an aficha. Let's say, let's contrast it the way they often contrast it is to dibur. Dibur doesn't require so much neficha. It requires a minimal neficha enough to be able to say, I'm going to speak. To be able to get my words out, the words I need out to be able to say. But an aficha is much deeper. And the ficha is much deeper, it's much more kayach, it's much more internal, it's much more be'etzem, it's much more pnimi. Because it's representing our unification, our unity that we have with our Ribbono Shel Olam, that is not like anything else which would be created by a Dibor. For example, we know that the whole entire Bria was created by a Dibor. We know, like we spoke last week about the Asar Mamaras. Everything was created from the Asar Mamaras. And even the Malachim, we know they were created from the Dibor. So, because all of those are the Umas, the Adam, in comparison to the Adam, are all represented as like Chitzoini, are more out, versus an Adam, which is more a Panimi. Because we're more intrinsically connected to the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's the Adam being a Panimi, that's an Aficha. And in fact, you find that every single year, we take this Neficha, and we show the Galus HaAdam, the Galus of a Yid, through this Neficha, to overthrow the Malachim. Every single year, in Rosh Hashanah, there's a Taina of the Malachim. Malachim come and make another Taina. Ma Enosh Kitzis Kerenu. What is Adam that you should remember him? Why are you remembering Adam? Why are you recreating Adam? There's a big kitrig on Adam every single year. Every single year by Rosh Hashanah, it's the man of din. Because the Malachim, they come and they make a big kitrig on Adam. So every single year, we have to prove, why does he remember us? Because we're much more connected than you'll ever be. We're much more connected than you'll ever be. You're always connected only through what? Through the Dibor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. You were created through the Dibor of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which means that you're chitzoini. A Yid is much more connected to the Rosh Baruch Hu, and the Pnimis to go away. That's why, what do we take on Rosh Hashanah? We take a shofar. What do? With a shofar? We blow inside the shofar. It's not a dibor, it's an aficha. Or an afeich inside the shofar. And the Sfarim said that aficha is like re-blowing again inside of Yid every single year, back is neshama, back is keikah l'kai mimal, back inside of us every single year. Because that, and that's how we are tzeach over the blachim every single year. Because we're showing that we're a chelik of the kaim b'mal, that we have an aficha, and we're a much higher madrega than the malachim, which just come out of from a koyach of a dibor. So that's one way, that's one mashal that we...
Even the Talmud itself, you have different musical history.
Right.
The Long of the Shaker is a kol mashal.
It's true, also.
Yeah, it's mixed in.
Okay. Also, a dibor, you can put it into words, and aficha can be put into words. I mean, it's mitzamtzim into letters. She'enkein and aficha cannot be. Kach al derech mashal. Now we're going to give another mashal. Some say these are two mashalim. I'm going to keep it as one. Kach al derech mashal nishmas Yisra al b'machshava. So too it is with the nishmas Yisra, with the neshama b'yid, was al b'machshava. A machshava also shows how united we are with the Ribbono Shel Olam. That's what a neshama shows. Because a dibor, again, is contrasted to a dibor. A dibor means I'm speaking to you. I'm leaving me. I'm leaving me to talk to you who is outside of me. My machshava is much more connected to me, right? It's for me personally. It's in my mind. It's for me personally. So too, a yid is all of the machshava shows that we're not like a dibor, we're like a machshava. That we're much more connected to the Kodesh Baruch Hu in a much more etymtik way. Kidiksiv, like it says, B'ni b'chor Yisrael, that Klai Yisrael, they're my b'chor, they're my bonim. Bonim atem la'ashem l'keichem. They Yisrael are my bonim. Perish. Just like the ben is nimshach, comes through from the moyach av, the tipa of the av starts in the moyach, and then from there comes the ben. So the ben is really connected to the moyach of the father, and in such a way that he takes on many qualities of the father. A ben doesn't just look like the father, he very much thinks like his father, he talks like his father very often. He's the DNA of his father, right? Because a ben is more connected than just his looks to his father. He's intrinsically connected to his father in many ways that he acts and does. So he shows how unified he is with his father. So too it is with every single neshama, but that we come, we're like bani matam l'sheichem, we come from the machshava of Hashem. Nimshach memoyach ha'av, kach kviyacho nishmas kol Yisrael. So too it is with every single neshama. Nimshach memachshavta v'chachmosu Yisbarach. It comes from the chachma of the Ribbono Shel Olam. Every neshama comes from the chachma of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Clear so far? Yeah?
Yeah, one question.
Yeah.
When you say that the mamish was going on the Imali, where does that mean we come from, like, the highest part of Hashem? Like, what is the infinite and no part? Like, what is that? How do you understand that, the highest part of Hashem?
It's very complicated. According to this Haggah, maybe you would say it's, if you want me to just throw out the words, it's referring to already after a tzimtzum in the Olam Hatzilus, but according to some, it's Hamakzalik and others might say that really it even comes from a much higher place, even above that. And how high it goes, I don't know. Yeah, that clear?
Nefshach chilek, it's just connected.
No, still the highest of high chilek. Fine, now we have to explain though, because the machshava is really not, you can't say the machshava is the person. Machshava is not the person. We're trying to show now how memal mamish we are connected to the Rabbanu Shalom over here. So the machshava is not the person himself, there's a person who thinks, right? So if we're going to say that we're like the machshava, im kain, that shows a little bit of a separation, but that's not the case over here. We have to show how unified we really are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is different. The Ihu Chokim V'lo B'Chokma Yediyah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Chokma is not like the classic Chokma that we know. His Chokma is different. Elohu B'Chokma Soi Echad. Him and his Machshava are one. Kamo Shekos Rambam, the Rambam writes, Shehu HaMada V'Hu HaYodeya. I'll explain that in a second, the best of my ability. He is the Mada and he is the Yodeya. Huh? But davar zeh ein biyacholus ha'odom lavino al bruyav. We can't understand it to its clearest. Could you see v'achikir lo katimsa? Could you really have yichoyker and Hakadosh Baruch Hu? V'kisiv he lo machshav asai lo machshav asai. My machshav is not like your machshav. The hainu, a person is a person who knows things. He's the yodea. He knows things. Yeah, the information that he has, he knows things. But then he has the ability to understand things. He has a koyach of machshav to understand different things and bring it into him, right? So that being outside of him, that ability to understanding, that's outside of him. It's not really his him. But by Kadosh Baruch Hu, everything is a Kadosh Baruch Hu. So everything b'meila, even that chokmah which you would say that you take, which is outside of you and you want to bring it inside of yourself, that kiviyachol is also one with the Kadosh Baruch Hu. So he b'etzem is the mada and he is the yodea. If you got it, good. If not, it's okay.
But
Mada is like his ability to think and understand and process things. That's how I understand it. But what we're showing is that and Yudea is what you know.
Yudea is the one who knows.
Right. So. But that shows that what we're really trying to show from that is that Baruch Hu and his Machshava are completely one. So Mamela, if a Yid comes from the Machshava of Hashem, it shows therefore how unified he is with Hashem, how completely one, a Chelek Elokai Mamama she is with the Rabbanu Shalom. And that's a Yid. So now we have to answer another question. There are many different Madregas by Neshamas. Many different Madregas. They indicate like the neshamas of Moshe Rabbeinu and the avos hakadoshim, that there are much greater madriga al neshamas aderosenu ela the ikvei de mishicha sheim bechinat akvayim mamesh the gavim moyach baharosh, that the roshe adoros dain Moshe the avos, they're incomparable to us, or we're incomparable to them rather, that they, where they're holding, they're like the rosh versus us, which are like the heels. We're like on the bottom. So im kain, we have to understand something. I'll build the question more in a second. V'chem chol dor v'dor. So to every single generation, yesh roshe alfei Yisrael. There's the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Shinish moseim mehem bechinas rosh v'moyach v'gabi neshamas ha'hamoyin v'am ya'aret. They're like the rosh versus the rest of the generation, which are like the akvayim of the generation, the heels of the generation. And so too it is even in their nefashas. We'll explain those one day. That every single nefesh has three parts to it, at least. Nefesh, ruach, and neshama. And even in the nefesh, ruach, and neshama of, let's say, the higher the roshim, those are even higher than our nefashas, or our ruchos, or our neshama. So we have the highest part of the generations, and we have the lowest part, and we have the highest part of all generations, and the kvayim of all generations. So im kein, there's a kashik that needs to be dealt with. Alright, we're saying that everybody's a chelik of a kind of mamamish. So how could it be that he's higher than me and I'm lower than him? We're all chelik of a kind of mamamish. Clear? So it goes like this. Mikomokom, shayrish kol ha nefesh ruach v'neshama, kula mirush kol madrigas ad sev kardargin, every single neshama, from the highest madriga all the way down into the lowest madriga, I'm a lubish beguf ami ha'arz v'kalshav kalim, even in the lowest of Yidin, It's all nimshach mechmoyach ha'elyon sheichach milach biyachol. We're all nimshach from the machshava of Hashem. We're all nimshach from the chachma of Hashem. Every single yid, no matter how high, no matter how low. And now we're going to bring a mashal to show the discrepancy between them and how we're all so connected. K'mashal ha'ben, I think that was the right word. K'mashal ha'ben ha'nimshach me'moyach ha'av. Let's say you have a father, and we know that the ben comes from where? From the moyach of the father. He's the tipa. And we know from that tipa sha'afilu tziparnei raglav, even the nails on his feet, is havu matipa zu mamish. They all come mamish from his tipa. They go into the mother's womb, and slowly but surely, the fetus matures, slowly but surely, over the 9 months, and eventually the fetus becomes a baby, and at the end, it grows his nails. The yards of the madrega to the madrega, and it goes down from one madrega to the next madrega to the next madrega. The shtanos of his house, and at the end, like we said, the nails grow. The imkol zeb, still. What you say about this baby is still oydena kishur miyuchetz biyichud nifloa ve'otzem ve'machutzav asmusa rishon shayis etipas hamayach ha'av. But still, this baby, it's still completely connected to its source, and the tzipornayim are still completely connected to its source, which was originally what the moyach of the father. Begam achre beben yinikas etipornayim ve'chiyutzav nimshach hamayach shabrosh. And even and by the ben, how does his fingernails grow? How do his toenails grow? It all comes from him, his moyach. So we have his three madrigas. Okay, we have the moyach of the father. Then we have the moyach of the ben. We have the moyach of the son, and then we have the tziponayim of the son. Now the tziponayim, where do they get their life source from? The fingernails get the life source from the moyach of the ben, right? My mind tells my fingernails to grow, but my moyach is connected now, being the ben, is still connected to what? My father. I'm still connected to my father. Like we said before, we're completely rooted in our father still. And because we're still connected even to that tipa that came from the moyach of the father originally. Is that clear? Three steps. There's the moyach of the father, which we might call eventually the Rabbanu Shel Olam, kibyachol. Then we have the moyach of the ben, which we might call the Talmidei Chachamim and the Tzaddikim. And then we have maybe the column of a column, which we might call also the tziponayim. And all those are completely connected. Just one is in a lower makom, but one is in a higher makom.
Is it their free choice to decide where they stand?
When they're born, when they're in neshama?
Like throughout their life, can they reach when they're born, they're already that state, that's where it's lying, or can they reach those?
We'll see that as we go into the safer.
Can we?
That's right. We'll see as we go through the safer more.
We're discussing the
entire body. Every limb
is
important for
its purpose. If your toe decides it needs to be a kidney, so you have preaching and things in the toe.
That's true.
That's true.
Okay, let's go by it. Okay, the Eitz of the Gemara, like the Gemara says in Nida, the Lubin, the Lubin of the father, Shevimenu Gidim Vatsavras Vatsipurnayim, come the Gidim, the Atsamas and the Tzipurnayim of the Ben. So you see, from the Moyach of the father, clear from the Gemara, from the Moyach of the father, from the tipa of the father, the lumen of the father, come the tzipornayim. So you see that even the tzipornayim are completely connected to the highest source, which was higher than the moyach of the ben, which is the moyach of the father. I'm not going to explain this. Kamosh goes by Itzchayim Shar Chashmal Besoid Levushim Shal Adam Rishon. The Levush of Adam Rishon in Gan Eden Shayot Tzipornayim. They were like tzipornayim. And they came mibuchinas moyach tevuna. They came from the moyach of tevuna. Tainu moyach tevuna means the machshavas. You see the tzipornayim that come from the machshava. You see that it's chayim ayin sham. Fine. Now we'll go to the nimshal. The kocham mamish kviyachol b'shorish kol hanefesh ruach b'neshama shall klolis Yisrael. So too it is with every single yid. So too it is with every single neshama, every single yid. The malav yirid asav madrega madrega. There's a yirida from one madriga to the next madriga, either hishtalshos ha'olamos abiyah mechachmos ha'isbarach, that there's a hishtalshos. Hishtalshos means like a chain. So a chain, every chain is connected to the next. but it goes down. But they're still connected to the higher place. That's what it means, Ishtalshala. So it means something is going down, but still interconnected. That's what a chain is like, right? So too, every single Olam, on one hand, maybe one's lower and lower and lower, but they're still all interconnected with each other. So too it is with every single neshama, it works the same exact way. That they all come from Chochmas Yisbarach, but they're still all interconnected with each other, like the Shalshalos. They're also interconnected with each other.
And even a link higher up on the chain isn't more connected than a link lower down isn't less connected. It's just higher or lower, but the connection is the same.
Yeah. The Pinimis is Pinimis, yeah. The Pinimis.
You're saying, being that it's a chain, we're all connected.
We're all connected, that's it, yeah.
I mean, the connection is no different.
That's true, but you'll have to explain that more when it comes to Tzedekim and how he's going to say it now. Just be more pragmatic. Kedeksiv kulam b'chokhma sisa. Like it says, that everybody is made out of the chokhma Hashem. Nishavu mimenu nefesh b'rev v'neshama sh'am ya'aretz b'chusei erech. All of the neshamas, all of the lowest of the yidin, which we call the Am Ya'aretz and the b'chusei erech, are also connected. V'im gozeh ha'dena kishurais u'miyochedes b'yichud nifla v'otzem v'mechuzem v'atzmusan harishon. They're still connected into the original essence, Shiyam Shach HaChokh Me'ilah. They're still connected, the etzim, to the Chokh Me'ilah, the Hainu, the Machshav of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ki enikas v'chiyas nefesh ruach v'neshamas sh'am ya'aretz, hu me'ruach, me'nefesh ruach v'neshamas sh'al tzaddikim, because they stem down, they start, they trickle down, they connect back to the neshamas of the tzaddikim, which are on the top of the chain, the Rosh Yadoros, and they trickle down all the way to the Am Ya'aretz. They're all part of that Shalshalos, which means that they're all connected be'etzim to the Moach of the Av. So, just to sum up, there's a Nefesh Elokis. There's a Nefesh Elokis of every single Yid. Every Yid has a Nefesh Elokis, which is the Chelik of the Kamei Ma. We want to explain how be'etzim united every single Neshama is. And we brought down two Mashalim, potentially three Mashalim, on that. One was anaficha. Anaficha shows how interconnected you are. Like we explained between anaficha and a dibur, how connected that means we are with our bonushon, that the neshama comes through anaficha, not a dibur. Second is the machshava. The machshava is more united than a dibur is. It's more intrinsic, it's more panimi than a machshava is. And that's like the ben which comes from the machshava that is built on the DNA of the father. Yeah? And then we said that every single year, no matter what, even though there's many chiduki madrigas in Klal Yisrael, but still, even the highest madriga and the lowest madriga, it doesn't make a difference. They're all still connected. They all still go back to the moach of the Father, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and they're still completely united with the Ribbono Shel Olam. So every year, Be'etzim is completely united with the Ribbono Shel Olam. Is that clear so far? Crystal? Better internalize it. Fine. After that, now I want to just explain this maybe a little bit more about Derech Avodah. I'm going to do my best. I had a really, really hard time putting this together. Quinn could have testified to that. And I really, really hope I got a bracha from him because he's the kohen. So maybe I'll have a hafsiyat of Shemaya, Mitzvah Shem. But I want to try bringing this down a little bit to Avodah. Alright, we know that there's a midah called midah of anava, and the midah of anava really is the highest of midahs. The Ramban writes in his Igeres, he writes, Ta'ala alibcha midas anava. Put on your heart the midah of anava, she midah toiva mikol hamidas toivas. It is the highest midah, the best of all other midas, the midah of anava. So you see that midah of anava is an unbelievable midah. Really, this connects to what we spoke about last week about Gava being like, we spoke about the line of all the Midas Rose. Anova is like the line of the jungle of the Midas Tovas. And we know that there's Mishnah Avos. And Mishnah Avos says, Moshe Kibo Torah B'Sinai. That's how we start off, the Mishnah Avos. And we know that there's something unique and distinct about Moshe Rabbeinu and Har Sinai. That Moshe Rabbeinu was what? He was the Anami Kodam. Moshe Rabbeinu was the greatest man to ever live, and he's classified as being what? The Anami Kodam. And it's also Har Sinai. Har Sinai was the mountain. Why was the Torah given on Har Sinai? Because of its anivus versus the other mountains. So you see, we start Masechta Avos and we're trying to push very strongly this midah of another. We start off with it because we're explaining, we're showing that it's the midah which is higher than all other midahs. But what is another? What is this midah of another? So it goes like this. Every yid is built up of two parts, right? Basically. There's I mean, there is a nefesh b'hamis, but I'm going to keep it more general. There's the nefesh, the neshama, and he has a guf. A person has to ask themselves, somebody walks over to you in the street, and they say, Yaakov, who are you? So Yaakov thinks to himself, and he says, who am I? I got a fancy car, I got a nice house, I got a good parnasa, right? A lot of kinderlach, baruch Hashem. The question he has to ask himself, is that you? Is that my ani? Is that me? Of course not. My ani really is what? My neshama. My ani is my neshama. That's who I really am. And a person constantly has to switch his focus to recognize this second nefesh, that that's his real him. And he's shifts his focus to say, I am a neshama. I am a neshama. And in fact, when he wants to help other yidden as well, if he wants to help, and let's say, be makar of other yidden, and help other yidden, his focus needs to be not on looking at the guf of that person, because then you'll never be makar of him, because you're not dealing with him. You have to look at him also and know what is his ani. You look at his ani as being wanted, he's a neshama. Because that's who he really is also. So, your ani is really what? A neshama, and his ani is really a neshama. That's really called Be'ahavta Reicha Kamecha. Maybe we'll explain a different time a little bit more. But a yid slowly has to switch his focus to say, very soon, where's Hashem? A yid has to slowly switch his focus to say, what is my ani? Is my ani my guf? Or is my ani my machshav? My neshama? And of course, he has to switch his ani to saying, I'm an neshama. That's who I am. Hare, we find in a lot of interesting Mamari Chazals that, for example, in the end of Masechta Sogata, it says, Mishin Meis Rebbe, Batal Anava V'Yiras Hashem. When Rebbe died, Anava and Yiras Hashem became Batal. There's no more Anava. That's what I'm going to focus on. There's no more Anava. Comes Rav Yosef. Amalei Rav Yosef, Latana. Rav Yosef says to Latana, he says, Lotus ni Anava. Don't say Anava's gone. The Ika Ana. I'm around. I'm here. I don't understand. Does that sound like Anava to you? Or does that sound like the biggest bald guy in the world to you? What does that sound like? I mean, you know, obviously he's not, but it sounds like he's being a bald guy. Ika Ana, I'm here. And even more, you find by, let's say, Hillel Zaken. Hillel Zaken was known as Sechta Shabbos, because the Midah of Hillel was the Midah of Anivas. We're at the Simcha B'Shueva, everybody's dancing, everybody's geschmack, it's freilich, it's Simcha She'in Kamohu, gets Hillel, stands up, claps on the bima, and Hillel says what? Imanikan Hakokan. What's going on over here? Imanikan Hakokan, what just happened? And you find even Rebbe, who was this Shpitanava, he was a Spitch Anav, and Rebbe, you find in Shazim, we're in Sanhedrin, I think we're in Chulun, also he says, Omer Rebbe, Omer Ani. Can you imagine if you're walking around all day saying Omer Ani? I say, nobody would want to talk to you anymore. In fact, a lot of the tzaddikim of Rejin, the sons of the Rejiner, a lot of them, whenever they would speak, they would say Omer Ani. They would say Omer Ani. That's how they would start talking. What's going on over here? What is going on? What is this? So the yisod is that, like we said before, a yid has to internalize that he is a neshama, and that is his real ani. And he has to make that his focus. He has to make that his who he is. But your ani is much deeper than that. Your ani, aleph, nun, yud, is also the same osis as what? Ayin. Aleph, yud, nun. Your ani is really saying that I'm so intertwined, I'm so united with the Ribbono Shel Olam, that I'm completely bottled with the Ribbono Shel Olam, and in fact, all I am is a representation of Kavod Shamayim. Because once I really recognize who I really am, that I'm like Kiryachol, Ki'ilu, like Ani Hashem Elokecha, that I have Elokus, such a deep level of Elokus, because I'm so united with the Rabbanu Shlalom. So what I'm really saying is that I'm really talking about my unity. What I am is really a chelik of the kavod of the Rabbanu Shlalom. For example, let's say somebody were to praise themselves. So somebody who praises himself, he's a Baal Gaiva. But let's say somebody really knows that he is nothing. That he himself is nothing, but he knows that he has Hashem inside of him. So when he praises himself and he's a real Anav, what would he say that's really being praised inside of him? Not himself, but any praise maybe that he might say about himself or he might get, it doesn't even talk to him. Why? Because it's not talking about him. It's really just a Shevach to who? The Baruch Shalom himself. All I am is a Chilek of Shemayim, and any praise that I receive or I give to myself is all what? Just a praise of the Rabbanu Shalom. So the more a Yid becomes a Neshama, the more he's makir his Neshama, it's not a stira to start to say about himself or to hear about himself something nice, something good, a Shevach about himself. He can, because why? It's not talking about him. It's talking about the real Ani. Who's the real Ani? That's the Rabbanu Shalom. Is that clear? Any questions on that? Because it's a very deep episode. I'm not saying I'll be curses. I promise you, I'm really not.
Your greatness is really the fact that you're so butto tashet.
That's right. Your greatness is Hashem. That's what it is. Ayyid looks at the world as Eino Mevada. And that's the way that Neshama looks at the world. It's Eino Mevada. And he's mocking the fact that he's completely united with the Rabbanu Shalom. So when somebody gives him a praise and somebody says about him something nice, whatever, he doesn't even, there's no makshava of having a gaiva. Why? Because he's not talking about me. He's not talking about me. He's talking about Hashem. He's talking about the Rabbanu Shalom. Because I'm just the chelik of the kaim imam. That's who I am. I'm completely bottled to you, Rabbanu Shalom. And that's what I am. I'm a complete ayin. So of course, when a person is in a guf, and he hasn't yet switched over to that perspective, and I'll tell you, it's a very high madrigal to switch over to that perspective, but there's definitely no room for him to be a Baal Gaiva and say, come praise me. Okay, nobody's allowed to say, come praise me, or start praising themselves, because we still live in a goof, and we still have to act normal and recognize that we're still all Baal Gaiva. But the point is that we have to recognize that what we are is really a chelik l'kaim imam, which is completely united with the Rabbanu Shalom. So now you have, let's say, Rabbi Yosef. And Rabbi Yosef said, another is not bottle. Ika ana. There's the I. There's the me. There's the Shemi. There's the Kilu. Ani Hashem Lekechim over here. There's Elokus over here. Im ani kan akokan. Im ani kan. Ani, the real ani. Then akokan. He's referring that to himself. He's talking about the Rabbanu Shalom. He's not talking about him. He's talking about the Eibishter. And that's what really anava really means. And that's why anava is the highest midah that you could reach. Because anava means that you're makir who your real self is. That's what anava is. And therefore, it's not a stira to praise yourself and to look at the godliness of yourself. The hainu, anava means that you can really look at the greatness of yourself. It doesn't mean that you're mashpa yourself. Real nava means that you recognize who you really are and the greatness of who you really are, that you're united and you're a chelik of the kaim amal, completely double to the Rabbanu Shalom. Klar?
If every person of essence is really just a shed, then where does any ideal things come into the picture? Where does star come from?
Our goof. We still have a goof. Tzaddikim, they don't care. They don't care about olam haba. That's exactly why. The imams don't care about it.
Our goof is punished, not our body, not our neshama.
Pashtas, our nefesh, Bahamas, whatever.
What's the cleansing of Allah?
Our neshama is always perfect. Our neshama is always perfect. Our neshama doesn't...
What's being purified again?
Our goof, our nefesh, Bahamas maybe, or how much we felt to that. Our neshama is completely perfect.
It's two different
levels.
Huh? Kim
said it's two different levels. Yeah, I don't know. Shall we get
it? How is our ritual Bahamas being punished? That's on us.
You have to be makir that. Kol man, you still have bechira. She asked me about Mechir Nidia. I don't want to get into Mechir Nidia. But the Maisa, there's your Chelik Kaim Amal, you have to be Megala that. You have to work on being Megala that. It's really deeper than that. You have to work on being Megala that. And if you're not, then that's where Yitzchak Onus comes in. You have to be Megala, you're Chelik Kaim Amal.
But is it just here that each person is a Chelik Kaim Amal, I'm not saying that each person is inherently perfect, so where is the Yitzchak Onus from?
Because it's still Mechira. It really.
It's not revealed yet, right?
It's not revealed yet, but really, just.
So
that,
I don't want to say that. Each person's rest is perfect.
You're right.
You see it's good enough,
you're right.
I'm saying it's not revealed.
I'm saying it's not revealed. Your job, really, your job is just to say it like quick. Is your job being about Bukhira is to work on not having any more Bukhira. You're trying to be Mavata your Bukhira to say, Kosh Baruch Hu, I'm completely Mavata to you. That really is your job.
Right, but even in there, there's a theory.
No, because you still have Bukhira. Okay, well now we're getting to Bechir Yidir here. It's like we're getting beyond Pigger here. There's Bechir and then there's Yidir. You have to be Megal your neshama, which is perfect. And in Achanami, on that neshama, every year has a chilek olam haba, and he never lost that. And there's the truth to that because he never could completely give up on his neshama. So our guf and our nefesh Bahamas covers that over. Fine. That's why when a person has real anava, then at that point, when he's makir, the sky is the limit at that point. The sky is the limit at that point. The middle of a nava is the letter yud. Like we find by Yoshua, because he was called Hoshea ben Nun, and he added a yud to his name. Moshe ben Nun added a yud to his name. The Targum there says, why did he add a yud to his name? When did he add a yud to his name? When he saw the anivus of Yoshua, he added a yud to his name. That's what the Targum says. So you see that Yud, the Yud, represents the Midah of Anava. And the reasoning is because a Yud is a Dat. But a Dat has endless potential to become whatever it wants to be, whatever it needs to be. That's a Yud. A person who's makir that they're in Neshama, and they're makir their Chelek HaMamah, they're makir true Anivus, slowly they recognize that, therefore, I have endless amount of Koyach. I'm a Yud. I'm a yud that's tiny and small, but my koyachos are endless to keep on growing and going and going and going. Because just like Kosh Baruch Hu kiryachol his ain't so, that means that my koyachos are ain't so also. And you never know where you're going to land when you put the effort into it. I heard a mashal, I don't know if I told it over to you guys, I'm not sure if it's true, but the idea is true for sure. That Rav Sol Salanter said he wanted to become like the Grah. And he became like Rav Sol Salanter. Rav Moshe wanted to say he wanted to become like Rav Sol Salanter, and he became like Rav Moshe. When you look at yourself as being the sky's the limit, you push yourself, you land somewhere. You land somewhere, you hit somewhere. So the vod of a yid is to be makir, his real ani. Who's my real ani? My real ani is my chelek al kaim amal. And that's a perspective we try to change, and it's a lifetime of avodah, it's a hard avodah, it's not easy. But that's the way that a yid has to look at things, and that's a perspective he has to have. And slowly but surely, he grows, he grows, he grows, and it'll start to become more real to him, then that's what he is. And to sum up the Tanya again, it's a chelek kamimal that we're all connected to, the Rabbanu Shalom, chelek kamimal mamish. We spoke about neficha versus machshava, and how in every single year, in every single level, is still connected to the Rabbanu Shalom Be'etzem. Shkoyach.
It's like if your whole